And a 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wait till the end of June for freshman orientation. The time of year that puts an end to months of masturbation. We'll sit out front with case of beer and stare as they walk by. We'll offer them a drink or two or three or four or five. Our freshman girls are good for sex. They're young and cute and innocent and don't listen to their parents. And freshman girls, they make great legs. And then they're off to a different one each and every day. Now as the year progresses, it only gets easier. They've been fucked so many times that they've got no fear. Of course they all share STDs like crab lice and the flu, but it really doesn't matter because we've all got them too. Our freshman girls are good for sex. They're young and cute and innocent and don't listen to their parents. And freshman girls, they make great legs. And they're off to a different one each and every day. Freshman girls are good for sex. Freshman girls, they make great legs. They don't listen to their parents. And you can do a different one every day. Freshman girls are good for sex. They're young and cute and innocent and don't listen to their parents. And freshman girls, they make great legs. And this one off to a different one each and every day. Now you may think we're sick because of what we've done, deflowering your drunk daughters just to have some fun. But come orientation day, I don't think it's wrong with me to want to orient some freshmen horizontally.
Horizontally!